Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak at Shalom. We're now in Zvachim, Daf Lamed Chet Amud Bet. Going to take a look at different approaches to understanding the remaining matanot of a chatat after we established, based on Bet Hillel, that only the first matana is really the essential zrikah that is vital for kapara and all that's v'diavad necessary. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shalosh matanot shebechataot. They cannot be thrown at night. So they are like a regular zrikah. On the other hand, if the owner died after the first zrikah, you could put the other three up. So in a way, they're not like regular. But if you were to bring them into an outside area and offer them up, then you'd be chayav for zrikah bachutz. Papa says, essentially, that some of the latter zrikot, in some sense, are judged like the first one, and in some sense are judged like an afterthought, after action. Chutz v'layla zarut uklei sharet. We'll go over all these. Karen v'etzba kibus v'shirayim kitchilatan. And he marks, puts them into four pairs. Chutz v'layla, meaning that liability for offering them up a chutz, or the prohibition of doing them b'layla. Zarut, the fact that a non-Kohen doing them is chayav for doing avodah inappropriately. Uklei sharet, the fact that it has to be done on a klei sharet. Karen v'etzba, the fact that all four matanot, even 2, 3, and 4, have to be put on the Karen and done with the etzba, the finger of the Kohen. And kibus, which we're going to look at a little bit more later, which is if any of the blood of the chatat gets onto someone's garment, the garment has to be cleaned. And shirayim, that the shirayim, even of the second, third, and fourth, which means as the case we saw earlier, if it was collected in different kosot, and you did the second from kos B, that the rest of that is shirayim, it has to be thrown to the yesod, kitchilatam, they're treated like the first zrikah. But mita, meaning the fact that if the owner dies, you still throw it, is treated not like the same one. Lo sharya, the fact that the second one and on are not matir anything. Velo mefagla, and machshavat pigul there doesn't count. Velo aila ligvai, meaning that if you were to take the dam of 2, 3, or 4 into the mikdash, it doesn't invalidate the korban, unlike the first one, because if you bring the dam of a chatat into the mikdash, then it passes the korban. Here it's kisofan. Good. Now, Amar Papa Mana Minalai, and here he's just going to defend item number 7, which is kibus. Ditnan. We have the following mishnah later on in Zvachim. Nitaz minat savar la beged, if the blood went straight from the neck of the animal onto the beged, enoton kibush, you don't have to clean it out. Mina Karen or Mina Yisod, if it came straight from the Karen or from the Yisod, meaning it gets splashed, then Enoton Kibus. Implying that the only time it needs Kibus is if in the middle of Zrikah it got onto the Beged. Now, what's the implication? Ha Min Hara'ui Le Karen, meaning if it went from the Karen itself, then not. But Min Hara'ui Le Karen, meaning anything that's supposed to go to the Karen, Taun Kibus. And that's Matanot 1, 2, 3, and 4. But Boli Tameh, that doesn't work, because Mina Yisod Eno Ton Kibus, Ha Mina Re'ui Le Yisod Ton Kibus. So you're going to say the same thing about the parallel clause, which is Mina Yisod doesn't need Kibus, implying that anything that's going to go to the Yisod does need Kibus, which is the Shirayim. After all, it's Asher Yazektiv, right? Meaning that it's only, that you and take a look at the Pasuk on the page, it is only Dam that's in the process of Haza'ah, it gets on the beggar that you're chayav. But stuff that's going to go to the Yisod, dam that's going to go to the Yisod, has already been gone through Haza'ah. So you can't be chayav kibus. So the answer is Hamani, Rabbi Nechemya. So our answer now is that really that Mishnah follows Rabbi Nechemya. We're not following Rav Papa, at least in the meantime. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Shirei Adam, Shigivan Machutz Chayav. Rabbi Nechemya says Shirayim are like regular dam. And if you take Shirayim and take them to an outside Mizbeach, you're chayav from Allah Bachutz. Nobody else agrees with him, of course. Now, first of all, we don't know that Rabbi Nechemya goes any further. We know that he says, just like the fats of the animal that are not vital for kapara, and yet if you put them up outside your chayav, then kibus mishamatle, but who says that he thinks that for kibus they're the same? The answer is, yes, v'hatanya, and this supports the idea that Rabbi Nechemya takes it that far, to say even Shirayim need kibus, and that is as follows. We have a braita, and the braita is so confusing, the only way to solve it is to attribute it to Rabbi Nechemya. Damim atunin yisod, blood that has to go to the yisod. meaning blood, as far as we're concerned, that's blood that's already had the proper matanot, and now it's going to be spilled. Tu'nin kibus, u'machshava mo'elet b'hen, if you have machshava there, it makes a difference, pigol. V'amalei machutz chayav, you bring the machutz, you're in chayav. Tamim ha'nishpachin le'amah, but blood that is going to be discarded to the amah, ain tu'nin kibus, v'ain machshava mo'elet b'hen, v'amalei menachutz patur. Now, man shavat le'idam ha'lemen machutz chayav, who is the authority, the only authority we know of, who says that if you take this dam and put it bachutz, dam shirayim, you're chayav, it's from Nechemyahi. Nechemyahi's got to be the author here. Kamar ta'un kibus, machshava mo'elet b'hen. And he says, ta'un kibus. So you see that Rabbi Nechemyah also says that blood that's on its way to the yisod gets on the beged, you have to do kibus. Right? So therefore, he's the one who has that approach. Ah, v'hatanya tzu shirayim ha'ktarat emirin shen makvin ta'kapara, shen machshava mo'elet b'hen. But the problem is that in that same clause, whoever the authority says, ta'un kibus and machshava mo'elet b'hen. But we have a clear brayta that says that only things that are makev kapara, only in those does machshava make a difference. And the shirayim are not makev kapara. So the answer is, kitanya hi b'shalosh matanot shebachatat. Yeah, what are we talking about? We're talking about matana 2, 3, and 4 shebachatat. They're still part of the kapara. So yahachi tu'unin yisod, but they're not tu'unin yisod. The Karenazli, they're supposed to go on the Karen. So, Ema nit anin yisod. What it means is they're dumb that's ultimately going to make it to the yisod after they're processed. Wait a second. Amart lo shariv lo mafagla v'lo aylag v'ay kesofan. Papa, you yourself said that after matana number one, none of them is mafagyal. So, I could say machshav mo'alat b'hen. Ela kitanya hi v'damim apnimim. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about the four matanot inside. So, what would you rule about the outside dam? Patur. So if that's the case, out of time, the Amin Shmachin Lama, so why did the Braita distinguish between Dam that goes to the Yisod and Dam that goes to the Amah? Liflog Linida Bidida, they should have added the following clause. This only applies to the blood on the inside of the Mizbeach. The inside of the Mikdash. While Damim Achitzonim, Dam that goes on the outer Mizbeach, Patur. You always Patur after the first Matana. The answer is Hamani Rabbi Nechemyah. Our solution is that it's all Rabbi Nechemyah. For bringing Shirayim Bachutz, and he's the authority. So why didn't he make this split and say, but Bachutz, you're also Chayav? Because then you couldn't have what we have on the very top of the Amud, where you have the Yisod is Kibus and Machshava and Maaleh, and Nama is none of those. You can't have the 3 versus 3 if you also add in Chitzon, because Maaleh Bachutz is also chayav. That we'd all agree. Okay, so that's one way of looking at this whole thing as being Rabbi Chemyah. Now, Ravina Amar min hakeren mamash min mamash. When it's said in the Mishnah that nitaz min hakeren, it means really min hakeren, meaning you already put on the keren and it spills, you don't have to do it. Min hayisod means min haraui li yisod, meaning stuff that's not at the yisod yet, but the stuff that's on its way to the yisod, which means the matanot. So why don't you say they're both ra'ui? Why are you saying one's ra'ui and one's on, interpreting one as exactly what it says and one not exactly what it says? So hi, Mai, what's the answer? Lo, the answer is because that would be too obvious. If you say that that stuff which is ra'ui l'keren doesn't make it, there's no chiyuv of kibus, ra'ui l'sod m'baya, then would you have to think that stuff that's on its way to the Yisod would make a kibush, you wouldn't have to mention it. So it must be Karen Mamash and Ra'ui Yisod. Elvina Karen, Karen Mamash, and Yisod, and Ra'ui Yisod. Okay, the next Mishnah that we dealt with, talks about the Matanot Shibifnim. And it says, Kol HaNitanim HaMizbeach Pnimi. Right, that has to go, that needs all four are Ma'akev, and therefore, Machshevet Pigol has to be in all four of them to make a difference. Tanu Rabbanan, in the Parsha of Par, Helam Dovashel Tzibur, after it describes the beginning of the Avodah, it says, V'asala par, kasher asala far chatat, ken yaselo. Now, ma ba'alameh lumod, what's this coming to teach? Lichpo b'haza'ato, it's there to tell you, even though in this Parsha it already told you, you have to do haza'a on the four corners, it's as if to say, again, to do it, to tell you it's ma'akev, based on the general principle that kol sheshina alav me'akev, anything the Torah repeats is me'akev. So the Torah already said that you have to put the dam on the kranot And then it said, do the same as before, as the earlier korban, which is korban mashiach, parkorban mashiach, as if to say, and now it's ma'akeh. Ein li ela matan sheva shemakvot b'chol makom. And now we raise the following possibility, that this only applies to the seven hazaot that go on the parochet, or towards the parochet. They're always ma'akeh. Matan dalad minayin. How do we know that the four matanot on the mizbeach primi are ma'akev? Tamal omar ken yasel apar. That's why it says, kasher asa ken yasel apar. What's ze yasel apar? Ze par yom kippurim. That's a reference to the par of Yom Kippur. Kasher asal apar, ze par koin mashiach, which is in the previous parsha. Par hachatat, elu si'irei avodat kochavim. So all of the chata'ot of primiot suddenly are being included. Notice that Yom Kippur was left out. We'll get back to that. Maybe I would also include the chataot that are brought on Rosh Chodesh and the regalim, which, by the way, are brought outside. That's why I say, Kenya said lo, for this one. So this one now becomes these. So why are you including the chataot primiot and excluding regalim and Rosh Chodesh? The answer is, achar shabak katuv umi'eit, since the Torah expanded with kasher asah, and then mi'eit with the word lo, so which do I choose? Marbe ani et elu shemachavrin al avodah avirat mitzvah yidua. The korbanot that we're talking about, sira avodah zarah, and paralam dov shil tzibur, etc., are being machaper on a known mitzvah, meaning we know what we did. The Kohen Mashiach knows that he ruled errantly and ate chalev, or the Beit Din knows that he ruled errantly, etc. If you remember from the beginning, from Avirat Mitzvah Yiduah, if you remember from the second parak of Shavuot, the first Mishnah in Shavuot, the first parak of Mishnah in Shavuot, the Seir Golem, Seir Asher Chadash, we had a three of Machloket, Rav Shimon, Rei, or Rav Yehuda, about what each one is coming to do, but they're all about Tumat Mikdash, which we don't know if it was violated. Okay, good. Now, V'chiper, it says V'chiper in the Pasuk, Alfi Shalos Samach, meaning Kapara, and we've seen this before. The chiper, as if to say, even if he didn't do that, there's still a kapara, meaning even into smicha on the korban, v'nislach v'shlantan shirayim. So smicha and shirayim are now not ma'akev. Marei to live so bazod lachshir b'smicha v'shirayim. So why are you telling me? Why are you deciding that the hazaot, meaning the seven hazaot, are ma'akev, but shirayim and smicha are not? Tamarta? That's easy. Posel bazod shemakvot b'chol makom. Hazaot are always ma'akev. Machshir ani b'smicha v'shirayim shein ma'akvot b'chol makom. It's just not true about shirayim and smicha. It's not ma'akev. Generally not ma'akev. Now, let's take a look at that for a moment. Amar Mar. Ein li ela matan sheva shemakvot b'chol makom. Hecha. Where is it that matan sheva is ma'akev? Amar Papa para, paraduma, you have to do seven hazaot. Uvin negaim. The Metzorah has to have seven. And all seven have to be there. Now, Matan Arba Minai in the Brighter then said, how do I know to apply it to the four? Talmud Lomar, Ken Yaseh. That's why we need the Pasuk Ken Yaseh. So now, Maishna Matan Dalad, now we're analyzing. Maishna Matan Zion, Dechtiv Rechfilon. Why do we say that the seven are obvious? Because they're repeated. Matan Dalad Namik Tiv Rechfilon, but we've also repeated the four. So why are the seven obvious and the four not obvious? Avir Mialonitzuch El Rab Shimon. The answer is that this is only needed to respond to Rab Shimon. Tanya Lamalo Mer Karen Kranot. In Par Kohen Mashiach, it says you throw it on the Kranot. It could have said Karen. It says Kranot, so it's Shtayim. Lamato Mer Karen Kranot, and in Par Helen Dovashal Tzibur says the same thing. Arba, Tiv Rabbi Shimon. And so Rabbi Shimon says there's two here and there's two there, and the Hekesh then gives me four in both places. But really, he says there aren't four written. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, "Eno tzarich hari omer asher ba'ol moed." You throw it on the mizbach ha'pimi asher ba'ol moed, meaning akol hamor ba'ol moed, meaning anything that comes inside, you do all four. Okay, good. So that's so for Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. It's really unnecessary. It's already covered. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, ken yaseh mayavile. What does he do with the ken yaseh? It's all unnecessary. He already says any chatat that's on the inside already has all these laws, the seven and the four. So the answer is, Mebaile Echadatan, Efishalom, Anu Lefar Yom HaKippurim, the Smicha of Shir Adam. We never learned that Par Yom HaKippurim, the Smicha of the Kohen Gadol on it, and spilling out the blood, is Ma'akev, Minayin, Namalomar Ken Yaseh. Therefore it says Ken Yaseh. Herb Agreement, Oh, the Madu, what are you talking about? Amarta Lapar, we already got Lapar in our Pasuk, in Par Helam Domishal Tzibur, and we said, Zay Yom HaKippurim. The answer is, It's Stari, Salkatai, Tachamene, Ha'emili, Avudah, Dema'akva kapara. I might think that it's only for things that are ma'akev kapara, like hazaot and matanot. Aval avodah, delo ma'akva kapara, malo, but smichat shirayim, that aren't ma'akev kapara, I might not think that it's extended. Kamash palat. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, you need kenya set. Rabbi Shimon, hai bo'om moed ma'avile. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the words bo'om moed, which is extra? Because there's the mizbeacha, mizbeacha, samim ha'shem bo'om moed. Instead of teach you that for some reason the roof was partially missing, he can't do haza'ah. There has to be real, a full ohel there to do it. V'idach, so where does Rabbi Yehuda learn that from? May asher, v'asher b'ol moed. And v'idach, what does Rabbi Shimon say? Asher lo darish, asher is not a significant word here, and therefore I'm not going to learn from it. Rabbi Amar, he says, Rabbi Yehuda na mitzar. By the way, Kenya says also need for Biyuda. I might think that just like Smicha and Shere Adam, because even though they're written twice by this allusion of Kenya Seh, it's still not Ma'akev. Maybe the four Matanot on the Mizbeach are not Ma'akev. Kamash Balan, therefore, it teaches us that it is Ma'akev. We'll stop at this point and continue with this analysis in the next podcast, but in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.